You're sniggering. What's your name, blonde lady? Who? Move along? What are you saying, Vicky? Dance for me, monkey boy? Is he your fella? Oh, God. Well, what do you mean? He's either your fella or he isn't. Is he your fella? Yeah. Sorry, she's saying yes. And you're saying no, and you're just look, you've gone really red and you look really embarrassed. They're fuck buddies. Oh! I see. What? How very modern. How very 2005. So you're not going out with each other, but you are fuck buddies. That is fantastic. Can we just all take a moment to, you know, congratulate that man there? A lot of work has gone into that. A lot of work has gone into that. He's had to buy a Cosmopolitan for a couple of years. Sorry?
My parents are going to watch this.
And they'll know that you're a dirty little hussy. The great thing about that is that he's convinced you that, yeah, we don't need a relationship. It's so... it's so old-fashioned. I should be able to sleep with whoever I want to sleep with. And so should you, as long as it's just me. When I say...
There must be something else going on.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of jokes. It's not every day I get to talk to a slag. Come on. Now... I don't know where the mark is until I overstep it. That's my... You just did. That is juvenile. That... Sorry. For those of you that didn't see that, it'll be on the DVD. Available at all good car boots. Vicky's response to that... Yeah, she's been called a slag at a show. That's not good in anyone's book, and I apologise for that unreservedly. But did you really need to do that? God bless you. Swimming's good for you. Especially if you're drowning. Not only do you get a cardiovascular workout, you also don't die. Two ticks. I said to my girlfriend, I said, you shouldn't eat before you go swimming. She said, why? I said, you look fat. I've got a friend whose nickname is Shagger. You might think, that's pretty cool. She doesn't like it. Well, I'll tell you why I've asked you all to come this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk to you about men that like obese women. I'm not talking about men that like women with a fuller figure. That seems entirely normal, natural and right. More cushion for the pushing, as I believe people say. I think that's the expression. No, I'm talking about men that like women who are can't leave the house fat. So, I'm not talking about anyone in here this evening. Unless, in order to get out, someone had to cut the side of the house off and there was some sort of winch involved. I'm not talking about people with water retention. I'm talking about people with cake retention. People that tell you they've got a thyroid problem. You say, oh, really, a thyroid problem? What are you taking for that? Pies? You know, the kind of girl that looks as if she makes a cracking breakfast. But wouldn't want to share it with you. I saw a thing on TV the other day, actually. It was on one of these kind of makeover shows that were on during the day. They did a makeover on a girl. She was 34 stone. It's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I say a makeover, they gave her a fringe. Is that really going to turn the corner for a girl like that? That's what I'm asking. I don't think it will. I can't imagine the scenario where a guy, you know, he's drinking in a bar, he looks across, he sees a girl, she's 34 stone. Be tough to miss her, let's face it. He thinks to himself, she's a little bit big for me. Goes back to his drink. Meanwhile, the makeover team are in. Snip, snip, snip. He looks back, he thinks, actually, I would. It's the excuses that get me. The excuses are amazing. The camera adds £10. Stop eating fucking cameras. You're looking slightly disapproving there, madam. You all right? I like the fact that you two look incredibly rock and roll in a sea of middle class. What a wonderful thing. What do you do? Are you in a band or something?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
called Cyber what?
Cyber Dog.
Cyber Dog? Where do you think I got this? Hey? It's rubber on the inside. I might have a funky underpinning. I don't know what a funky underpinning is. That's how unfunky I am. Were you expecting more thrash metal at this gig? Yes, I'm sorry to disappoint. Fraud, can I just ask, are you two there? You look quite young. How old are you?
18.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you adding 6 years to your age? Because you think I might be a fucking idiot? You're 18.
Yeah.
But you've got a growth hormone problem, some description. Not even, you're genuinely 18.
Yeah.
God, I've forgotten how young an 18-year-old boy looks like. Is that a bad thing to say? It's quite bad, isn't it? And your boyfriend, how old's he? What?
It's my brother.
It's your brother?
Yeah.
Well, don't shag him then. I noticed that your shirt, is that a fashion thing? It looks like it's covered in spunk. No, honestly, stand up and turn around. It's an amazing shirt. It's probably... What? Come on. Look at that. Right. It's quite a cool design when you look at it closely, but if you just glance at it, it looks like a plasterer's radio. That is a term used in the dogging fraternity, I believe. As in, I was out the evening with Stan Collymore, I drove away with a car looking like a plasterer's radio. Another company spent hundreds of thousands of pounds researching the Atkins diet and came to the conclusion that it can cause depression. Now, I could have told you that without any need for research. That's just deductive reasoning. Everyone knows fat people are jolly. Dave and Susan, they've been going out for years and years and years, 10 years, since college. Susan went home for the weekend to see her parents. They had Sunday lunch together, they got a little bit tipsy over lunch. Nothing the matter with that, you would think. Lovely. All the way up to Hull to see them. Got drunk over Sunday lunch, somehow the topic of wife swapping came up. And her parents, for a joke, said, oh, we were terrible for that back in the 70s. Oh, keys in a bowl at a party. Oh, terrible. Oh, always doing it. We don't know who your real dad is. They said that to their daughter. Now, she was fine at the time because she was drunk at a lunch. But then on the train ride home, she starts to feel a bit grimy and horrible and, And eventually she works herself up into a real state. She thinks, well, maybe it was a joke on me. Maybe they were joking, but I was the butt of the joke. Maybe they did do that in the 70s. Maybe he's not my real dad. Oh, God. She got into Dave. And, of course, what Dave should have done is taken her in his strong, loving arms. Hey, it's just a silly joke. I'll pop the kettle on. I'll make you a cup of tea. I'll run you a bath. That is what he should have done. But that's not what he did. That's not what he said. What he said, without skipping a beat, I've killed an African child. But what he said, without skipping a beat, straight away, who got your mum? I broke up with a girl once because she lied about her weight. I say that, she died in a bungee jumping accident. You see, because she was heavier than... Has anyone got anything he could be colouring in? I was going to tell you a story about a gig I did recently. I did a gig for Mojo magazine. It's a big, you know, pop magazine. And did a gig. It all went well. I was doing their award show for them. They invited me on. They said, yeah, will you do our awards? I said, my pleasure. Lovely. Lots of rock stars and rock chicks. Be cool. It was the awards there. I was just doing sort of 10-minute stand-up to begin with. I told a slightly anti-American joke. I said, of course, in Britain, we've got eat-as-much-as-you-like restaurants, whereas in America, you've got eat-as-much-as-you-can. You've added that important ingredient, competition. So not only could you be enjoying a delicious meal, you could be beating a personal best. Thus, the necessity for three pockets on the back of your jeans, you fat fucks. And a voice from the back of the room shouted, "Fuck off!" I thought, "I presume you're American, are you?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Think of it as friendly fire." Is anyone married in? Who's married?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? And what's the longest someone's been married?
70 odd years.
2 days!
2 days? Who's been married for 2 days? You got married on?
Friday.
On Friday? Well, congratulations. Well done you. And can I ask, is she pregnant or is this a proper one? Sorry?
Done that already.
You already have a child, and now you got married.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out of my house. Well, that's a lovely thing. Oh, well, congratulations. Thanks for coming. Wow. You know, you've married that guy. He looks like a great guy. He looks amazing. And clearly, he set the bar pretty low early on. Where are we going on our honeymoon? We're going to see Jimmy Carr live. Well, well done. You know, good luck with it, is all I'm saying. Good luck. Because we all know a third of marriages end in divorce. I don't want to put a damper on things, but a third of marriages end in divorce, and they're the lucky ones. The others are dying. I'd rather go to jail than get married. I have thought this through, by the way. Rather go to the jail than get married. But, you know, if you murder someone, that's the worst thing you could do. You murder someone, you get a life sentence. You're out in 12 years. Hey! Whereas this, life means life. And in your average marriage, as opposed to prison, there is significantly less anal sex. See, if you think this is romantic, really, I'm asking the ladies, do you think this is romantic? I've got a friend, she's getting married at the end of the summer, and her fiancé has designed the wedding ring. He's quite a talented artist, picked out the diamond when he was down in South Africa, quite a talented artist, done sketches, taken them to a jeweller in Hatton Garden who's putting the whole project together for him. That's romantic, isn't it, ladies? I think it almost makes up for the fact that she's clearly marrying a homosexual. She's going to have an amazing ring, not much of a wedding night. I imagine it'll be something along the lines of, "Come to bed, darling. I'm just going to walk the dog in the park." "We don't have a dog." "I'll be in the park." You look like some kind of surfer dude. What's your name?
John.
John? Where are you from, John?
The United States.
Well done. John, do you know the difference between a British soldier and an Iraqi soldier? Know the difference? And what do you do, John? What are you doing over here? I don't need to check your papers, I'm just just asking.
I'm a college professor on vacation.
You're a college professor on vacation. Okay, sounds like a setup for a movie. With hilarious consequences. Yes. So what do you teach?
I teach philosophy and religious studies.
Philosophy and religious studies. Well done. So do you teach philosophy to the brighter kids, and then if they don't get the hang of it, you go, "Oh, I just believe in God, don't matter." Has anyone here been to Alton Towers?
Yes.
What do you think? Do you enjoy it? I enjoyed it.
Loved it.
Yeah, shit. It's great. Shit. Go on, who was that? That was you? Did you have a shit time?
It was awful.
My God. Tell me more.
We robbed the fruit machine.
The best thing about Alton Towers was we robbed a fruit machine. That is an amazing sentence. Sorry, sir, your time as the gypsy this evening is now... it's now over. That is... Forget it. You have been out-chavved. Well, you went to Alton Towers and your complaint was not enough to nick. I love the way you're using now an expression of... Yeah, you see a fruit machine, you rob a fruit machine. Come on, we're friends, we all... Come on. You know, I'm a guy, you're a guy, we steal things from fruit machines. No! What's your name, sir?
Daniel.
Daniel. Well, nice to meet you, Daniel. What do you do?
I work at a jeweller's in Crunch.
Unless you're the cleaner, they've made a massive error of judgment. So how long have you been casing this joint? About a year. And when's the big job? This is great. Do I get paid extra if this ends up on Crime Watch? Well, I liked Alton Towers. I thought it was good. I thought, you know, Alton Towers is good. Who thought it was good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. It's like a poor man's Disney. Sort of place you might send a child who's dying of something that isn't that serious. My absolute favourite Christian organisation of all time, it's called Christians Against Teenage Pregnancies. That's the Everest of hypocrisy, isn't it? If Jesus taught us nothing else, he taught us that the unwanted babies of teenage mums can turn out all right. You look as if you didn't quite understand that. Do you know who the protagonist is? It's Jesus, born at Christmas or Easter. You must have heard of him. King of the Jews, best Jew ever. He could walk on water. Well, he probably couldn't walk on water. His mum probably just exaggerated. He was probably very good on ice skates. I should tell you a story about something else that happened, because I'm a little bit on telly now, and people phone up and they ask you to do interesting things. I was asked about 3 years ago to write a journalistic piece for the first time. I was really excited. A Sunday paper phoned up. They said, would you like to write a piece for us? I immediately agreed. And as the conversation went on, it transpired it was a piece for the motoring section called My First Crash. I think I would have said no, but I'd already said yes earlier in the conversation. So, you know, what do you do? I said, yeah, OK, fine. And in the end, I was quite pleased with what I wrote. I wrote about, sort of, you know, 250 words on my first crash. I said, what happened was, I went on a driving holiday, flew into Barcelona, rented a car, went around Spain, Portugal, France, just staying in sort of three-star hotels and B&Bs and just kind of hanging around, yeah? And the idea was we would end up driving back to Paris, get the Eurostar back. You know, go first class, be quite exciting. It only just opened, so it was quite an exciting thing. We slightly mistimed it, so we're kind of late getting back into Paris. This is the days before, you know, sat-nav. So we've got maps out, we're trying to work out how Paris is, you know, trying to... You know, it's a complicated city to get round. You know, it's late at night. We got cut up by loads of guys on scooters. Just in an underpass, we just clipped a Merc. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and that was an old clip of me. That happened in the past when I was funny. I'm still funny now. Come and see me live on tour. Join in. IRL. Yeah, kids.